from Oroville, Tuesday, September 29th, 2009. Marlanka on microphone and Yahalom in studio. The weather forecast is for thunderstorms every day, every night this week. Winds southwest 25 to 28 kilometers per hour with temperatures 25 to 31 degrees. Here's Jesse on the Resident Assembly Service coming up Thursday. The Resident Assembly Service has conjured up a new way for the residents to come together to be part of what's going on, part of decision-making, making themselves heard, what they feel. Jesse reminds the Orovillians of this challenge, to keep in mind that the sense of individuality is an illusion, that ultimately we all have the same feelings, needs, and wants. The inauguration of this new way of meeting includes a free dinner to share informally and some entertainment in the hope that more people will open to the possibility of something new.
We have a meeting on the 1st of October, which is Thursday, in the visitor center. It starts at 4 in the afternoon. It goes for a few hours. It involves dinner. We're going to have a special show to open, some kids to open the show, a performance that begins it. We're going to have a big community game in the middle. The dinner is free, so we want everybody to come and participate and just eat together and share together and have a sense of, we're really trying to return this notion of community to the activity, and we'd really like as many people as possible to attend this. So we're as much as possible trying to return the community to that sense of community-based action decision, so that we all work together. We have a sense of what everybody's doing and we're all together on whichever direction we go in. Well, this has always been the spiritual challenge, to remove the sense of individuality and seek that greater universal whole that we're all part of, because that's the ultimate truth. All sense of individuality is an illusion. The notion of individuality is useful in a limited sense, but ultimately to identify with a sense of individuality is a bit useless, because we're ultimately all the same person. We all feel the same things. We all have the same desires, needs, wants. Within, you know, most of what we all experience is pretty common to all of us. So it's about, you know, so the challenge always is to move away from individuality and move towards, but it will always be a challenge. It's not like a suddenly going to go away overnight. Oroville is here to remind us of that challenge and to constantly face us with it again and again, to remind us that we cannot stop trying to remove the sense of individuality and focus on the whole, the communal whole, all of us together, as I said, the entire planet, not just Oroville, all living beings. You know, we're all together facing the same things, and we've got to recognize that and work in that way. I think it's always a challenge getting people to go to meetings and participate. Ultimately, it's an issue of communication, I think. If there is a meeting that's important, it needs to be communicated to as many people as possible. And that's what we're trying to do with this residents' assembly meeting. We're trying to communicate the notion that this is an important meeting and that it's fun. Also, it's not going to be a boring thing where people are just sitting down. We want to have a sense of interaction. We want to feel like people can. There will be brief presentations, and then there will be an opportunity for people in the meeting to speak and say what they feel. And we want to have a free and open discussion about things that are on people's minds and give people an opportunity to speak and be heard. We want to have a sense of hearing the voices of individuals.
Let's Get Together is the name of the new Oroville monthly gathering, and it will be an afternoon-evening program of building Oroville community. Some hints on the program will be an opening event, a youth welcome, the present spirit in Oroville, and newcomers and old-timers' testimony, followed by a discussion on how to improve the resident assembly participation. Oroville Council and Working Committee will be on hand to field questions. And moving away from the mind for a moment, with some help from Aloka and Joan, then dinner along with a visual remembrance of Oroville long ago. That's Visitor Center Thursday, October 1st, 4 p.m. until about 8:30. From Sri Aurobindo, an aphorism. Be not too loosely playful in one's games, nor too grimly serious in one's life and works. See in both a playful freedom and a serious order. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.